Georgia Democrat Vernon Jones announces he will not retire over support for President Trump. By Kyle Morris on April 23, 2020. Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, D., announced Thursday that he will not retire his seat as he previously stated on Wednesday after harassment from his own party over his support for President Donald Trump. Jones's remarks were made in a video uploaded to social media. "Yesterday, I announced my intentions to resign from my office," Jones wrote. "But shortly thereafter, the outpour of support I received was too great for me to ignore. I will not allow the Democrats to bully me into submission. I will not let them win," Jones added. "I will not resign." In the video, Jones said, "You know, recently I endorsed Donald J. Trump for his campaign re-election. And I hope you join me in those efforts, but little did I know that I would receive such barrage of attacks and name-calling by the far left in the Democratic Party. Yesterday I had announced that I would not be completing my term. But then, when I started receiving an overwhelming amount of support, an outcry from the people I represent in House District 91 in DeKalb and Rockdale counties, my fellow Georgians, and Americans from across this country and every walk of life, every age, every color, every party, that was emotional. That was motivational. You know what, America? I thought about it and I talked to my family and I talked to my supporters. I am going to remain on the battlefield. I am going to complete my term. I am going to continue to put my country before my party." Jones also stated in his video that President Trump is the man for the job and a man for the office. Prior to the release of the video, Jones spoke with Breitbart News about his decision, saying he received bipartisan support from around the country. "I was saying what a lot of people were thinking," Jones told Breitbart News. "I decided to stay in the game and play all four quarters and continue the support for the re-election of Donald J. Trump." In regards to the harassment he faced, Jones said it was disturbing. "It's amazing how I was exercising my constitutional right to freedom of speech, but only certain people can say certain things," Jones said. "It was disturbing." Earlier this month, Jones announced in a social media video that he would support President Trump's re-election efforts in November, citing Trump's handling of the economy and his support for historically black colleges and universities. "It's very simple to me," Jones said at the time. "President Trump's handling of the economy, his support for historically black colleges and his criminal justice initiatives drew me to endorse his campaign." Follow Kyle on Twitter at RealKyleMorris and Facebook.